First, on behalf of all of us, we want to give our nechamas to the mishpacha, to the Rebbetzin, to the Chasheva children, to the Einiklach. But all of us, as the Rosh Hashiva said, all of us are Avelim today. Talmidim Kruyim Bonim. Every Talmud of our Sameach for almost half a century is a Talmud of Rev Mendel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Unfortunately, many of the Talmidim that have come recently in recent years did not necessarily get to know the Rosh Hashiva. But I want all of you to know, every single Talmud, he knew you. He knew who you were. He cared about you. He thought about you. Even at times when the Yisurin were so awful, so difficult, he never stopped thinking about how to bring people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tikkunim, improvements in the yeshiva, in the siddharma of the yeshiva. New machshavas, chidushim, ways of making the yeshiva even better than it was. So it's a chaval and a rachmanis that the children didn't always know their father. But the father always knew his children, always cared about them. You were beloved to him. And in Shemayim, he'll continue to be a melech yosher for you. I just want to share really three mamorim, one from the Gemara, one from Chazal, one from the Chayvus HaLevavos, one from the Chasam Sefer, going in that order. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, maybe some of the people have already learned the daf, Reish Lakish was Mitzayin Marasa. Reish Lakish was trying to identify the kvarim of different tzaddikim. But he was not able to approach Rabbi Chiya's kever. He was not on the Madrega. Reish Lakish, the one of the greatest Amoraim, could not approach Rav Chiya's kever. And Reish Lakish said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, Taira hir besi pilpalti kamaisa. I was able to be mefalpel in Taira. Wasn't I able to understand and interpret and be mechadish in Taira like Rav Chiya? And the answer was, pilpalta taira kamaisa. Maybe you were able to be mechadish like Rabbi Chiya, but hirbeisa taira kamaisai, but to be marbe and marbitz taira like Rav Chiya, that you couldn't do. And the Gemara goes on and tells the story how Rav Chiya, who was the gadol ador, and he could have been mechadish, of course he was mechadish, he could have learned rumo shalaylam, but what did he do? He went out into the fields, he went out to the villages, and he caught deer, and he took the iris, and he made svarim klaf out of the iris, and he wrote sifrei Torah chumashim. And he taught little Yisayimim, he taught children this chumash and that chumash, and he told them to then teach each other. And kama gedolim maisachi. And the Gemara goes on and says, Rabbi Chanina was once arguing with Rav Chiya, and he said that if the whole Torah would be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, I could be machzer the Torah b'pupuli. But Rav Chiya said, because of me, Torah will not be forgotten from Am Yisrael. Rav Mendel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was in many, many ways, if we could say it, the Rav Chiya of our door. Baruch Hashem, there were yeshivas before our Sameach, and there are yeshivas after our Sameach. And the yeshivas guarantee that there'll always be a Sheiras HaPlate, there'll always be a remnant of Yidden that will be Isaac B'Torah. But for many people, talk about 50 years ago, there was a hashkafa, new. Those who are lost are lost. Whoever, you know, will stay in learning, will stay in learning. But Rav Mendel and Yibadu L'Chaim Tovim, our great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Schiller, this should be well, had a different vision. They understood, you can't write off, you can't be mevatel, you can't forget. 60, 70, 80, 90% of Klal Yisrael. Don't they have a chelek in Torah too? Aren't they yidden? Aren't they banim lamakim? And as the Rambam says, if one has avas Hashem, then you don't just forget about yidden and say, shalom alei nafshi, you know, we'll learn, we'll have people, we'll have chelelim. But you think about all of those children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that were cut off. And you try to reach them. And this inyan is not just a question of Avas Hashem, it's also Avas Yisrael. not to deprive a Yiddish neshama of the oxygen, of the air, the very metzias of what keeps it alive. And this is what Or Sameach represented. And we've seen the Peres, the thousands and thousands of Talmidim, and you multiply it by the Mishpachas and the Dairei Dairis, Talmidim, who are Rosh Hashivas in the world, Magidei Shir, Mechabrei Svarim, Rabbanim, Balhabatim, who are pillars of their community, and children and grandchildren, I gather great-grandchildren by now, who are frum, who are contributing, who are Eiskim B'Taira, or Kavei Itim L'Taira. And this came from a vision of not giving up, of understanding the preciousness of every Yiddish and Neshama, of being consumed with Avas Hashem and Avas Yisrael, and having faith that the Kayach of Taira will be transformative, will change. And this brings me to the second quotation I wanted to share with you from the Chayav HaLevavos. Again, it's well known to many of you. In Shar Avas Hashem, the Chayav HaLevavos writes, V'roi lecha achi ladas, my brother, you should know well, ki zechuyais hamaimin, the zechuyais, the merit of one who believes in Hashem, afilu im yiya magia el tachlis harachayka b'tika nafshi lelukim, even if he reaches the highest possible level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he's karev l'malachim b'midaisam, even if he is close to the angels in his perfection, in his midos tovos, umanhigam hamashubachim, his hanhagais, which are praiseworthy, einam kischuyais, mishamayre b'nei adam el derech hateva, it is not comparable to the merit of a person who brings other people, other yidden, to the proper way of serving Hashem. Umiyashir harishoyim alavayda sabayre, zuchuyaisav nichpalais, his merits are multiplied and doubled more than a personal aliyah. And this is the third quote I wanted to mention from the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer points out that Avram Avinu was referred to in the Sifrei Nevi'im by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avram Ayhavi, Avram who loved me. Of all of the Avais, Avram exemplifies the one who loved Hashem. And the Chassam Sefer is Masber, that if Avram would have separated himself from the door, he could have become on some level even greater in terms of his binerness, in terms of his devekas. But that would have been serving himself, so to speak, his own perfection. Avram even gave up some of his own internal shlemus, because of his love of Hashem, he wanted to bring others, tachas kanfei Hashchina. If you love Hashem, how can you not love His children? If you love Hashem, how can you not want a world where people are turning to Hashem? The Rosh Yeshiva Tzatzal was a phenomenal Talmud Chacham. Sometimes we don't always appreciate it. I know personally, when we had to prepare difficult materials for the mentor's mission, other things, took the Rosh Yeshiva, 15 minutes, Mara Mekaymes, Ktzais, Nesivas, Rishaynim, Achraynim, he did it Kolachayat. We all know the almost legendary speed by which he could write erudite, deep and meaningful, eloquent articles, whether it was Hebrew or English. But one has to know too that he was Mavatir. He gave up even some of even the greater accomplishments he could have had as a Yachid, because he wanted to bring Torah to Am Yisrael. And this was the Rosh Yeshiva's passion. His Avas Hashem and his Avas Yisrael made him obsessed in a very kind and gentle way. He knew the urgency of reclaiming every Yiddish in Neshama. He saw it as a diamond. He saw it as something precious. And he sacrificed and gave up. And even in his final illness, which was so painful and debilitating, and I was with him, Sarah Shmichel, where he literally fell down. He lost his balance. He couldn't even stand up, but he got up. And he said, Keseder, and he continued to give a beautiful eloquence. Drusha Hivisairis. He didn't stop because he understood he had an Aveda. He understood he was a shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understood that anyone you can reach, you must try to reach. The other point, though, that's important, again, as the Rav Shiller said, the Rav Shiva said, that he understood that true change and true growth requires being connected to Torah. It's not simply a matter of histrionics. It's not a matter of emotionalism. But he was committed, Baruchai v'nafshai, ha-ma'or sheba machsire lemutav. That is the Torah itself, not learning about the Torah, not talking about the Torah, but immersion. You can call it the sink or swim method, whatever you want to call it. But he said it is only by direct contact to Kudshu Berichu V'yayraisa Chadhu that the neshama is davuk in Hashem. It's being davuk and memela, the sipuk, the joy of connection to Hashem comes from the Torah itself. The Chafetz Chaim pointed out that the Soro Shalesev, which represents the Yetzer Hara, the Keichas of Tuma, only wanted to destroy Yaakov. We don't find a similar machlekes against Avram and Yitzchak. And he says, because Avram represents the Kayach of Chesed, which is of course extremely important, and Yitzchak represents the Kayach of Aveda, the Yetzer Hara says, let Yidden do Chesed. Let them build social welfare institutions. Let them build magnificent synagogues and daven. Because without Torah, it's not going to last. But Yaakov, that represents the Kayach of Torah, that will have a Hemshech, that the angel of Esav must stop. Rav Mendel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, understood, as even the angel of Esav understood, that the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael, the true joy comes from a connection to Torah Hashem. That's what this yeshiva was built on, and that, Mir Hashem, will be the principles that Rav Shiller and all of us will try to be mamshich, his legacy. Tzadikim b'misasin k'ruyim chayim. And Chanukah, which is the zman of the or overcoming the chayshich, is exactly the or ha-Torah that overcomes the chayshich of ignorance, of assimilation. Rav Mendel's whole life was about lighting the candle in the darkness and having that candle blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond its natural limitations. And in a way, it's befitting that this is the Zman that we think about what he contributed to our lives, to the yeshiva, to Klal Yisrael, to thousands and really ultimately tens of thousands and the entire Jewish world. Yehi zichrei baruch, may we be zeicha to continue to be mamshech in his drachim.